This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
95 Jocks Roundtable. Time to talk to Clay Travis. He's presented each week by the HomeLoanExpert.com. Welcome in, Clay. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. We just witnessed, they say I'm overselling it. I don't guess it was a shocker, but Japan upsetting Colombia was a pretty big upset in the World Cup. Overall, and we are very early in this thing, I have found it very entertaining so far.
I agree. I think it also helps for people like us who are around during the day to have a sporting event to flip on.
Excellent point. You're right. I've watched most of it here in the studio.
Yeah, so I had it on this morning while I was doing my show. I've got it on in the background here while I'm writing this morning, kind of paying attention to it as well. And, I think in general the World Cup is a pretty fun and entertaining event to follow.
Do you think Vegas is taking a lot of wagers on this? Because it's a little confusing on how you bet it. You bet favorite, you bet dog, you bet draw.
Yeah, I think probably not as many. I mean, the place where Vegas takes the most money is football, because I think it's the easiest for everybody to understand how to bet. I think a lot of people get nervous when you get into money line bets. I'll give you an example. Like 7 or 8 years ago, I didn't understand, maybe more like 10, when I was really kind of just getting into gambling, I didn't understand the difference between plus and minus. And that sounds stupid, but I think there are a lot of people out there that get intimidated when they see money line level bets. In other words, oh, what does minus 150 mean versus plus 170? I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are embarrassed to ask, you know, like, because you feel like you're just so dumb that you shouldn't ask that question. I think men in particular, you guys probably agree with me on this, like, it's a cliche that men won't stop to ask for directions, but you know, the reason why that cliche exists is because men over time like to believe, or at least think, that we are capable of, like, being the master of our own ship, right? The captain of our own ship. And I think there are a lot of people out there who, when they don't have knowledge about something they think they should have knowledge about, they're ashamed to answer. So that's a circuitous way of saying football, everybody understands it. Hey, minus 7.5 means one team has to beat another by 7.5 points. I can do the math on that. I can understand it. Basketball's the same way. Like, the point spread is easy to follow. When you get into baseball, or you get into soccer, or you get into any kind of sport like that, hockey, I think the number of people who are gambling on those games is a lot lower because it's a little bit more complicated.
Clay Travis with us on the Mick Ultra Pure Gold Hotline. Each week he joins us courtesy of the Home Loan Expert, thehomeloanexpert.com. So the World Cup bid includes the possibility of Nashville getting games. I don't know if you have any inside information on how high that probability is, but this, the Deep South, because I don't know if you saw it, Birmingham, for game one, the Russia-Saudi Arabia game was number 3 in the country in TV ratings as far as the rating goes. And Nashville is in. I think the South is a huge growing population of soccer fans.
Well, I think you can just look at what happened in Atlanta with the new team that they got in the MLS there. Remember, we're getting an MLS team here in Nashville too, so it'll be our third pro sports franchise, assuming that you want to count MLS as a major league team. I mean, we've obviously got the Preds here for hockey and the Titans here for the NFL. And so there's a lot of excitement about the MLS franchise coming to Nashville. I think they'll have a great rivalry with Atlanta. And there's no doubt that it would be huge for the city of Nashville to get those games. I think that what would have to happen for that to occur may well be that we would have to build a new stadium. I mean, we're one of the finalists now, which I think is a credit to Nashville. I believe in September, the U.S. is playing Mexico here in the United States national team against the Mexican national team, which will be a huge deal for the city. I'll go to that game probably, and I think it'll be pretty awesome. But in general, there's a lot of talk in Nashville about what to do when the current football stadium there, I'm sure many of your listeners have been to over the years for Music City Bowls or a Titans game or some such like that. When it comes to a close, there's been a lot of talk, and whether or not it'll happen, I don't know. But there's been a lot of talk about doing a retractable roof stadium that would allow Nashville directly across the river next door to where it is now, that would allow Nashville to start to compete for really big-time league event games. And for instance, I think if the Titans built a retractable roof stadium, Nashville would get the Super Bowl. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think we could contend for getting a Final Four, you know, in the same way, because obviously the downtown arena has been very popular for, say, the SEC basketball tournament, but it's not big enough to host anything over like a 17 or 18,000 seat venue. And then I think, look, Nashville could get in the rotation for the college football national championship. I think it could get in the rotation for the playoff games in college football. I think all of that could happen, and I think we would probably then definitely get, and they're saying that each location would get five or six different World Cup matches, which would obviously be a tremendous addition. So I think Nashville, you know, kind of knock on wood here, as I sit at my desk, is close to kind of becoming a really big-time destination city in many ways. It already kind of is, but I think it could become, you know, like a Super Bowl city, which I think is kind of a different designation than it has right now.
And we saw how popular the Preds were. And speaking of the NHL, we don't talk a lot of hockey on the show, but something unprecedented happened yesterday as Barry Trotz resigns as the Capitals head coach, basically a week after winning their first Stanley Cup. Typically, and we talked about this earlier in the show, Clay, I mean, guys get huge extensions, but you've got a general manager on record saying he wants a five-year extension. That's a long time, and that's a lot of money to be committing to a coach. Don't you commit to a coach that has got the best record in the NHL over the last 4 years and just won you your first Stanley Cup?
Yes. I think this has to be a function of, remember, they started off the playoffs down 0-2 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. They lost their people, and now that they've won the title, you look back and you don't really remember all of the road, but they were tremendous underdogs after they lost their first two to the Columbus Blue Jackets at home in Washington. They then went on the road and won two in a row in Columbus, and I believe both those games were overtime. So we're talking about the slimmest of lines potentially between the Caps going out and losing in the first round and maybe even being swept and ending up winning the Stanley Cup. Now, I think that speaks to why hockey in the postseason is such an entertaining and enjoyable endeavor, because you don't know what's going to happen in any game at all or even any series. And so my bet is that there was probably some tension going into that series, going into the playoffs, and that the success of the Caps wasn't able to erase that tension. And Barry Trotz went in and said, hey, I want 5 years. And when he didn't get it, he said, you know, kind of screw you guys. I expect to be treated better than this, and I'll find another job in hockey.
All right, he is Clay Travis, OutkickTheCoverage.com, also Fox Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at Clay Travis. And he joins us each week, courtesy of TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Yeah, you know what? They are starting to get a lot of people in Alabama reaching out to the Home Loan Expert. I was with Ryan Kelly yesterday here in Nashville at a charity event we were doing in town. And he said, hey, a lot of people are starting to reach out in Alabama. They're seeing what we can do for them. Either they want to get pre-qualified before they go out and they buy a home, and we can do that in as little as a day. I mean, you can go to thehomeloanexpert.com right now and get pre-qualified. So if you're shopping for homes, you know you're covered. You can make bids. You don't have to worry about it in as little as a day, maybe even the same day, given that it's the morning. If you go to thehomeloanexpert.com, they might be able to take care of you. But more importantly, a lot of you got a credit card debt, and that's an awful feeling to walk down to the mailbox and know that you are going to get a newest bill, that you don't have the money to pay for it. Well, Birmingham, like a lot of cities in America, the property values have been rising. If you own a home, you need to wipe out all your credit card debt. They can give you a new great rate on your mortgage and in one fell swoop wipe out all your credit card debt. Let Ryan Kelly take care of you. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com, whether you need to get pre-qualified or just wipe out all of the existing credit card debt on file. They can do that quickly. In as little as 5 days, you can have no credit card debt. That's thehomeloanexpert.com.
All right, Clay, thanks a lot, man. Have a great week.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks. All right, man. See you next week.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.